Last month in 1 Kings, we met the prophet Elijah. My God is the Lord. The word of the Lord came to Elijah directly, calling him into the ministry. Elijah was sent to the 10 northern tribes, the kingdom of Israel. The 10 northern tribes had sunk deeper and deeper into idolatry and immorality. Their gods were the two golden calves, Baal, Ashtoreth, and their prophets. And the king at this time was King Ahab, the baddest of the bad. Elijah was sent to bring the word of the Lord to Ahab and the nation of Israel. Would it not have been easy for Elijah to go to the king, especially with the message that the Lord had given to him? But he did. He went to King Ahab and announced, "There shall not be dew nor rain these years except at my word." This message of judgment was harsh, it was unpopular, but it was necessary as the loving Lord God sought to turn his people from their wicked ways so that they might live. Ahab's reaction was predictable. He tried to kill the prophet of the Lord. This morning we'll continue in 1 Kings 17 as we see how the Lord, my God is the Lord, provided for Elijah. For 3.5 years, it did not rain. The famine intensified, but Elijah was safe. God sent him to that brook, Cherith, east of the Jordan River, stream flowing into the Jordan River. Here, he had water. Here, he was hidden from Ahab's wrath. But he still needed food. God, in a miraculous way, sent the ravens, those large birds, scavenger birds, to feed his prophet. Just as God sent manna and quail every morning, every evening in the wilderness as Israel journeyed towards the promised land, so these birds brought the prophet Elijah meat and food, bread. But then the stream dried up, and God sent Elijah to the most unlikely of providers, a Gentile widow, the region north of Israel, Sidon, city of Zarephath. This widow was gathering sticks for her last fire to eat her last meal with her son and her household. Her food had run out. Elijah asked her to prepare a meal for him. She said, "This is all I got, but I'll do it." And as a result, Elijah told her that that jar of oil and barrel of flour would not run out as long as she provided for him. God provides. He provides for you. He protects you. Jesus taught us to look to our Heavenly Father for our daily bread, what we need today. He says, God knows what you need. God will provide for you. As for your tomorrows, you don't have to worry, because God, your Heavenly Father, has taken care of your tomorrows. And sometimes we don't realize the miraculous ways God provides for us, God protects us. Luther said of the Creator God, "He richly and daily provides me with all that I need to support body and life. He defends me from all danger, guards and protects me from all evil." And we know this because God has already taken care of our greatest need. He loved us enough to send his son Jesus to suffer and die for our sins, provide everlasting life for us. Surely then God will take care of all these little needs that we face every day of our earthly existence. And this is true for all of us. But it is especially true for those whom God sends out in his name. Do you remember when Jesus sent out 70 of his disciples, two by two, to bring the word of the Lord? He said, don't take your wallet. Don't take any provisions. Don't take a debit card. I'll take care of you. Those to whom you preach will provide all your needs. God especially takes care of his spokesmen, those he calls and sends out into the public ministry. Sometimes when you consider entering the public ministry, perhaps you wonder, is it worth it? Because see, the world measures your worth by the size of your salary, by the security that you have, by the retirement that you can build up for yourselves. But for the child of God, a spokesman, one sent out to bring the word of the Lord to a dying world, God provides. The Lord has blessed me surely more than I deserve and surely more than I need my entire life, and especially those years in the ministry. God will provide, protect, bless your work as he did for the prophet Elijah. When I received and accepted the call to Winter Haven from West Columbia, South Carolina, they had a roast for me. But I was given a sweatshirt. And this sweatshirt said, keep working for the Lord. The pay isn't much, but the retirement plan is out of this world. And so with Luther, we say, all which is my duty to thank and praise, to serve and obey him. This is most certainly true. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for providing for us. First of all, we thank you for providing our Savior, Jesus Christ, for providing the Holy Spirit through the Word creates, sustains faith in us. But we thank you today for all the earthly gifts that you have given to us. We thank you that you take care of us, provide for us, protect and defend us. Amen. We close this morning with the singing of hymn 789, stanzas 3, 4, and 5. 789, 3, 4, and 5.